Welcome to the Patricia Raskin Show, the program that helps you turn obstacles into opportunities, challenges into solutions, and find answers to tough questions. The award-winning powerhouse voice of radio, Patricia Raskin. And now, here's your host, Patricia Raskin.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome. Welcome to the Patricia Raskin Show. It's exciting. I changed my name up a little bit, made it just my name, Patricia Raskin. And we're here every Saturday from 4 to 6 p.m. New logo, new music, new brand, you know, just kind of coming out. Like my new book. My new book is called A Coming of Age at Any Age. And it's about, really, it's going to be about the boomer age between 50 and 70, of which I'm one of them. And, you know, where are we in terms of finding love in our life, finding jobs, and finding focus? You know, a lot of people are going through change and shift, and that's what my book is about. So I'm coming of age, guys. All right, so here we are. Now, we have a fabulous show for you today. Really interesting, a little bit edgy on the positive side, because that's what I do. And just, you know, want to thank you all for being with me. I'm in my eighth year here on WPRO, and you know what? I think that's something. So I really am, and I've met just incredible people. You know, I think that the real blessing of the work that I do is that I really believe that things can be good, and these are the kinds of people I interview. And so it just keeps me going, and it also helps so many listeners. Because let's face it, there's a lot of really tough stuff going on right now in the world. And also in relationships with people. I mean, there's a lot of negativity. There's a lot of anger. But you know what? There's also ways to turn it around. And that's what my work's all about. And I have to share this with you. It's so interesting. I was going back the other day. I started doing television in, well, I'm dating myself now, folks, but in the 80s when cable TV first started. And I've saved all of these videotapes from, I've done shows on Fox affiliates, PBS affiliates in the South, and I then did shows here in the North and cable. So I had all these shows, and I'm watching one of the first shows, and I'm actually like laughing. Because I'm sitting there, I'm quite a bit younger, and I'm looking at this audience, and I'm saying something like, you know, this is the program that's really going to show you how to turn your problems into solutions. And I'm saying, my, it's the same message. So I've hung on to the same message. And you know, when I first started, people said to me, let me tell you something. It's not going to work. If it doesn't bleed, it doesn't lead. And, you know, people do not want to hear this good stuff. You're never going to make it. Well, it's now 30 plus years later. I'm still here. And my audience is bigger. And let me tell you, when I say this to you, I'm not telling you that I don't recognize what the problems are. And I'm not telling you that I don't have fear and angst, because I do. But I'm telling you that there are ways to deal with this and to really make our lives better and to really come together and support each other. And that's what this program's about. So now that I've given you my soapbox and gotten all excited here, let me tell you about the guests that I'm bringing on in the first hour and the guest I'm having in the second hour. And I'm really very excited about my first guest, because he is actually an icon. This man is world renowned. I've had him on the show several times. He's stupendous would be the right word. And if he's listening, I hope so. My guest is Dr. John Gray, who is the best-selling relationship author of Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus, the New York Times number one best-selling book of the last decade. And he's written so many books about Mars and Venus, and I think I brought about six of them with me. I have a stack here. But he has a new book called Staying Focused in a Hyper World, Natural Solutions for ADHD, Memory, and Brain Performance. John has appeared on Oprah Winfrey, on The Dr. Oz Show, The Today Show, Good Morning America, The Early Show, The View. He has his own radio program that's online. You can go on to MarsVenus.com. He's just really amazing. So we will bring him on right after the break. And we're going to talk about, you know, staying focused in a hyper world. And then later on, we're going to talk about Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus. That's our first hour today. Then in our second hour, I'm going to work with Paula Smith, who is a certified Imago therapist and couples coach. And she offers workshops and private sessions for couples who want to repair relationships based on her coaching model, Crossing the Bridge in Adventure and Intimacy. So this is going to be quite the show. And we're taking your calls. We're here for you. I love you all. We're going to take a break right now. We'll be back with you right after the break. We're on News Talk 630 and 99.7 FM, WPRO. We are the voice of Southern New England. We'll be right back. Hello, everyone, and we are back. You are listening to The Patricia Raskin Show, newly branded. And I am so excited to have John Gray on my program. Welcome, John Gray. I just gave a whole testimonial about you and went on and on about just how amazing you are. Are you there? Oh, we've lost John again, but you know what? We will get him back. But let me tell you a little bit more about Dr. John Gray. His book is Staying Focused in a Hyper World, Natural Solutions for ADHD, Memory, and Brain Performance. He's the number one New York Times bestselling author of Men Are From Mars and Women Are From Venus. And also, you know, we're really lucky, you know, it's a rare opportunity in Rhode Island to have such an incredible national author who is just, I mean, he's here and he's here for you. And I will encourage you folks, if you have any relationship questions, if you have any questions about kind of being unfocused in this hyper world we live in, then you can call us at 438-WPRO, 438-9776. All right. John, are you on the phone with us?
I am. Hello.
Hi. How are you again?
Very good, thanks.
You know,
it's a pleasure to talk with you.
I know. You know, I'm not introducing you because I just did before we talked. I went on and on about you, and I don't want to waste, you know, I just want to be able to spend the time really sharing. And I've said to our listeners that we're very fortunate to have you, and I'm encouraging them to call in with any questions, John, for
Great.
You today. All right. So the first thing, you know, I do want to talk somewhat about Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus. I know. So we'll wait on that a little bit. So folks, if you have any relationship questions, you got the top expert in the world. But let's first start with this new book, Staying Focused in a Hyper World, Natural Solutions for ADHD, Memory, and Brain Performance. Now, John, I just want to share something with you that I'm noticing, and I think this fits in, and I want your opinion. I'm noticing lately I've been a little bit, not quite as busy. I'm writing another book, so I've been writing, and you know, I'm taking some time. I'm pausing more. And I'm noticing this world around me, when I try to make appointments, everybody's busy. People don't have time, or they only have a half an hour, and it's as though, and you have to wait 2 weeks till 3 o'clock, and I'm saying, is it just me, or is there something off with this? Talk about that, John.
Well, that's one of the themes of the book. Our lives have, with so much access, you know, through the internet, and immediate availability of stimulation and connection, our lives are speeding up faster and faster. Our brains are going faster and faster, and I call this high dopamine function. Dopamine is a brain chemical that gets released when you're in an emergency. So it allows you to move quickly and think fast and respond quickly. Mm-hmm. When you're overstimulated with dopamine, your brain changes and you lose what's called dopamine receptors. So now you're dependent on high stimulation to feel alive and to be interested.
Yeah.
So that's what happens when you take cocaine, is that you lose brain receptor sites, and now you're dependent upon the stimulus to feel normal, to feel alive, to function. And we've all become, our brains are changing, and we're becoming overstimulated, and our lives are speeding up. Our attention span is much, much shorter. And our, as a consequence, our stress levels are higher. And in the medical field, stress is known, the hormone cortisol is known to weaken our immune system and give rise to cancer. It's known to raise our blood pressure, give rise to heart disease.
Mm-hmm.
And it's known to inhibit digestion. And when you can't digest your food, you get gut problems, and you also get brain problems. And the symptoms of that is radical changes in our health. For women over 65, 1 out of 6 women have dementia. And this is just shocking. This is all in the last 15 years since we've all sort of plugged in to this high-stimulation, fast style
of
life.
So what you're saying is you think that some of our brain dysfunction, dementia, is very related to these high cortisol levels and all the stress.
And that's been proven, yeah, that causes neurons to die.
Mm. So what's our first line of defense, or should I use that word?
I think it's a good line. I think we all need to unplug. We need to realize that, you know, it's actually, even before we had all this high stimulation, it was very normal for people to take 2 days off on the weekend. You know, even in certain religions, there's always a day of rest.
Right.
Where you turn off. Right. And today, we need to turn off even more. You know, it's like my wife's biggest complaint about me is I don't carry my phone around all the time. But I explained to her, I'm not plugged in to everybody's wishes and needs for me all the time. Yeah. I can remember when I used to travel, and we didn't have cell phones. I even will travel around the world sometimes without a cell phone, just to be disconnected.
Yeah. You know, though, there's an issue, though, and I'm going to share this because it's happened for me. You know, I've gotten used to that pace, and now it's a little slower, and sometimes there's a part of me, it's almost like I'm in withdrawal, John. I go, oh, wait a minute, how come I don't have, you know, this planned? How come I have a whole day, or I don't have, like, five things planned? Uh-oh, what's wrong?
That's actually, they've been doing studies on that as well, is that when they take a cell phone away from a person for a day, they go through actual withdrawal symptoms.
Wow.
You can measure withdrawal symptoms because the stimulation we get from, say, an email or going through our emails or being on Facebook, this is stimulating a brain chemical called dopamine.
Yep.
Now, dopamine is a pleasurable brain chemical. We're drawn to it. We miss it. The problem is it's a higher than normal level of dopamine. So it makes normal stimulation seem like nothing. The brain compensates the higher stimulation. And also, when we're normally stimulated in dopamine through a real relationship, say with your neighbor or say with your garden or say with your house and the children, your family, you're stimulated by moderate levels of dopamine along with serotonin, along with GABA. These are other brain chemicals that get produced when you're actually having personal interaction. But when you're just on a computer all the time, you're missing all the other brain chemicals, and that throws your brain out of balance. So we experience more sleeplessness, we experience higher stress levels and impaired digestion. We tend to become more disorganized, we tend to procrastinate, we tend to wait till things are an emergency in order to take action, and we need that emergency to get the dopamine to go.
So what you're saying, let's use the word prescription, but your advice would be, we've got to slow down, not be on the computer as much, not be on our cell phone as much, leave more space?
Exactly. We have to do that. I mean, it's like, you know, the old saying of if you have desserts, you have them occasionally.
Yeah.
If you have it all the time, then you just need more and more, and it's not as exciting or stimulating for you. It's the same way. Desserts, sugar, is another dopamine stimulator. So what we have along with this, you know, high stimulation lifestyle is many people crave the carbohydrates, the breads, the sugars.
Right.
Instead of, you know, an occasional dessert, it becomes mandatory after every meal and sometimes between meals. And then this high blood sugar is now, you know, causing a third of the population to have prediabetes or diabetes. This is like big problems are happening now.
So what would you say? What's the first thing? I mean, people can certainly get your book, Staying Focused in a Hyper World, but what would be the first thing you'd say to our listeners that they ought to do?
Well, the first thing is understand this is a real phenomena. This is a problem. That's what we've been talking about. If you find you're not sleeping well, if you find you have low energy, if you find you have, you know, you're rushing all the time and you can't, and when you relax, you really just can't relax. You can't just be at ease. Then what you recognize is a problem. So you need to unplug and go through withdrawal symptoms. Now, withdrawal symptoms means it's going to feel uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. You're going to feel kind of flat and bored and whatever. And you have to go through that. But you can never go through it unless you provide extra support to heal the brain. So the brain is actually, when it's overstimulated, there's something called oxidative stress. And what you want to do is help the brain come back to normal faster. Some drug addicts never come back for normal. They always feel like they're, you know, an alcoholic forever or something, as opposed to healing the condition. Or say you're a grieving parent, you know, which is a sad story. Some parents are addicted to grieving. They've even shown that with MRI scans, is that parents who never got over it, meaning every time they think of their child, they cry and they feel terrible and they don't give themselves permission to feel happy. What they found is that when they showed pictures of their children and they began to grieve, the same part of the brain lights up in the same way as if you were to have a chocolate sundae, or you were to take cocaine, or you were to watch some, you know, pornography or something. This is high levels of dopamine, addictive levels of dopamine. Mm. And we can get addicted to negative thoughts. We can get addicted to worrying. We can get addicted to worrying about other people and never relaxing. So understanding, okay, what's going on in my life? Is this normal? No.
Okay, but John, here's a question. What if your job entails being on the computer all the time or texting? I mean, what if you have that kind of job?
That's where you have to mindfully, on your weekends, disconnect. And during the day, and this is being suggested by many people over and over, which is take breaks from staring at a computer, getting up and moving your body, using your body, a little bit of exercise, a little fresh air, a little talking to somebody. You know, that's when you take your break and get water at the water fountain, kind of a thing. But personal interactions are necessary for humans to respond normally to life. And if you're just with a computer, literally there's an imbalance in what occurs.
All right. Folks, we're taking your questions. Your questions for Dr. John Gray, who is, you know, the number one best-selling author, the New York Times best-selling author of Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus. We're talking about one of his other books. He's written so many on relationships, but this book is Staying Focused in a Hyper World, Natural Solutions for ADHD, Memory, and Brain Performance. So we are taking your questions, and take advantage of this. I mean, you're getting to speak to John Gray, and that's really special. So let the phones line up, and I know he'll be very happy to answer your questions. So we're very happy to do that. Okay, Andrew from North Kingstown, your question for Dr. John Gray.
Sure, and thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome.
So when I was growing up, whether it was abuse or I had to be in survival mode for so many years. And I got used to it because I was always in survival mode because I had to be. But now I've gotten to a point where I've forgiven people for past events. I have a great job. I have a great home life with my wife and our home. But I always feel like I'm fighting myself to get out of that survival mode. And I'm wondering if that's something that may be chemical instead of, or just habit-wise, where, because I don't have to have that fight or flight scenario right now because there's nothing wrong. But at the same time, it's like I was in that mode for so long, my body almost doesn't know how to kick itself out.
So it's automatic now.
Right. Well, the brain's just wired to go into that space, and that's quite common. That's the basis of all psychology, which is to help people go back and re-experience traumatic experiences from a point of view of relaxation, and the brain's supposed to rewire itself. Now, that's helpful to some extent. I've been a therapist for 35 years, and about 15 years ago, I discovered that much of this is injury to the brain. When you can measure a soldier's brain when he goes into army, when he goes into dangerous places, for an extended period of time, the high cortisol, the high stress hormone, actually causes brain cells to degenerate in the front part of the brain and increase in the back part of the brain. So now you've got sort of this high trigger, you know, that you could be shot at any moment, and you come back and things are going to upset you more, worry you more. Now, this injury is simply an injury, and it can be healed. So what I found is, talk therapy is very, very helpful, but it's often not as effective and sometimes not even necessary if people get extra nutrition that can heal the brain. There's a mineral that helps to reduce oxidative stress in the brain, which is another term for injury in the brain. And that mineral is misunderstood by everybody. It's called lithium. Mm. Now, lithium is often prescribed to people by doctors, psychiatrists, for people with bipolar condition and schizophrenia. And it's cautionary because there's side effects to it. It can injure the body and the side effects, but only because they give lithium in extremely high doses. And now many naturopathic doctors, including myself, I'm a psychologist, recommend to people to take low-dose lithium orotate. It's a tiny, tiny bit. If you take low dose, there's absolutely no side effect. It's actually what you would normally get from a good meal if the meal was filled with rich minerals.
And you don't need a prescription for this?
Don't need a prescription.
Okay.
It's the cheapest supplement you can buy online. And there's not a whole lot of research backing up what I just said. There's a lot of research trying to prove that it has side effects, but there are absolutely no side effects. And it's extremely beneficial. I've been promoting it for 15 years and only hear positive stories. With all my clients, they always take some. It's a tiny, tiny bit. You just take little tiny pills, 4.5 milligrams of lithium orotate, 4 times a day, and you don't feel any altered state. It's not a drug. It just provides the brain with the protection it needs from oxidative stress, which a good diet would normally do if our food was rich in minerals and we weren't eating lots of sugar and carbohydrates.
And you can get this in a health food store?
You can get this mostly online. Some health food stores carry it, but it's lithium orotate.
Okay.
And it's not a drug, it's not a cure-all, but if you're living a good life like you just described and you're eating good foods, it's often the missing element that will make a huge difference for people.
Okay. Does that
it's just one of those things where it's like you, when you're in a good spot and you realize it and you just wonder, like, why do I react in the same way?
Yeah,
exactly. You're able to recognize that these reactions are completely irrational. That means you're a very healthy person. A diseased person can't realize that they're having irrational reactions. You're saying is, hey, you know, everything's fine. Why am I having these reactions inside? That's typically mineral deficiency in the brain. And okay. So many naturopathic doctors have found that. Along with, there's sometimes the condition is unstable blood sugar. You know, when your blood sugar drops, cortisol levels will dramatically go up as if you're in an emergency.
Sure.
And there are minerals that will actually stabilize blood sugar. One is called 2-AEP mineral membrane support. I have a video on these various things at my website, so you know, for more explanation.
John, we're going to have to take a break. If you want to stay on with us, Andrew, for a little bit longer, we got to go to the news, but we'll be right back with Dr. John Gray, international best-selling author of Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus. We're talking about his book, Staying Focused in a Hyper World. We're taking your phone calls, folks, right here, 438-WPRO, 438-9776. The news is up next from the Seascape News Center. We're on News Talk 630 and 99.7 FM WPRO. We are the voice of Southern New England. I'm Patricia Raskin. We'll be right back.